The far future, and the whole greater than its parts. It is not differences that make people disagree. It is what they know, what they internalized, and what they inherited. Currently, we have decided to respect those beliefs, no matter what they are, so as long as they don't cause immediate harm. But looking at immediate impact of beliefs and waiting to deal with anomalies, if any, may be too simple at times of climate change, global health risks, and wars re-emerging far too often. What is more, it may be that it is the perfect food for liars and manipulators and dictators, as they don't usually plan just one step ahead, as we seem to be doing today. For example, rather than just punishing crime and keeping people in cages, we need to prevent people from fracturing from poverty and bad ideas in the first place, and we should accept the responsibility for those that we have failed. And not keep them in cages, but grant them a safe place where they can grow and eventually make a successful return to the free world. This is a very small example of the changes that we must make, and I choose it because it both demands wisdom and shows what great restraint and eventually compassion our cultures must rise to. The way money integrates with our world must change as well. No more homelessness, no more hunger, no more poverty. We are all better than this. None of us would support such things if asked. And we have to fix schools, because electing the least of two wrongs is madness. Any compromise between good and bad will only benefit the bad. We have to learn to look far into the future and examine consequences at great depth. We have to anticipate, predict, and learn to prevent. There is no other way to deal with war or with climate change. We can't wait until war starts. We can't wait until it is too late to fix anything. Try, fail, learn, and try again is a stupid idea. It is neither worthy of any government, nor is it a plan of action. It is a plan of inaction that causes re-emergence of old mistakes. There are many fairy tales we tell ourselves to accept the way reality is today, and they appear to work during the lifespan of the person doing the believing. But that is a fool's achievement. Let me repeat that. Only a fool celebrates lack of incidents that occur on a different timescale. War does not instantly happen. It takes many decades to effectively and imperceptibly disable education and cripple culture with nationalism. Climate change or deforestation won't happen in a single lifetime. Darkly speaking, scarcely few registered that the trees turned to shrubs. Viruses emerge on a scale where we barely remember what it was like, barely enough for people to refuse to wear masks to impede the spread during the worst of it. We need to learn to think in centuries, in multiple generations, not just lifetimes, or worse yet, term limits. We also need to look at the content of a person's character. Voting on someone based on a gut feeling, or because the other person outs herself as to think in terms of super predators, is a bad idea. The answer to who do you vote for when all candidates are bad is a stalemate. And we arrived here because we neither have a culture that values wisdom, nor do we have a real educational system. There are no worthy candidates because election-based systems demand a beautiful system of education. Today, we allow students to be bullied. We allow teachers not to see it. And then we allow those students to be held back a year, allowing those bullies to seemingly stain that person for life, certainly from their perspective. At best, we force students into obedience by rewarding them for memorization and doing what everyone else is doing, and frightening them with punishment or homelessness when they do something wrong. A real school would teach. What we have today is a fake school, a dangerous idea. When someone holds a different opinion, especially when that opinion is clearly wrong or unethical, it simply means that they are a victim of a corroded culture. Ineffective education is such that oftentimes both sides are wrong and they will never agree. Another wretched stalemate. To truly capture all sides of all arguments, one must assume that there is no opinion to be had until one is well educated, well read, based on reality, not wishful thinking or opinion or fantasy. You may believe what you want to believe, but the younger generations must understand that the world can't keep disagreeing because climate change, health risks, and nuclear war care little for human borders. It is a good feeling to hold an opinion, to feel passionately about something, but it is a far better feeling when that opinion is based on love of wisdom. Wisdom is so powerfully human, all too human, and our love for it is a sign of how noble and beautiful human beings truly are. Look into your heart. Could you ever say, "I hate wisdom"? Has such a phrase ever been even uttered? It is because it's so deeply ours, so blindingly human. Wisdom is the world's destination to converge on. It's all about cultures and their most forward thinking looking to eventually converge on wisdom. In other words, humanity now requires a shift to a culture of wisdom and greatness so that we do have candidates we can vote on, and so that they, in their wisdom, will protect education and prevent repetitions of mistakes. Wisdom is both our operating system and a direction towards which we can move by means of books. By asking people to converge on wisdom first, our differences will largely fade. Eventually, cultures will largely synchronize. To build the content of character necessary for us all to have a safe and happy future, our greatest mistakes will all have to be repaired. A philosopher once said that culture is judged by the way it treats its most vulnerable, those who live in poverty, those made ill, and those kept in prisons. We have a great deal of work on our hands, and the politicians who lied themselves into high positions are utterly incapable of comprehending what it all means. The politicians are great at simple things. Naps, war, prisons, retributionism, and re-elections, to name a few. Even if all the children today rose to the challenge and became wise, they would still be largely outcompeted by liars. To kindle wisdom in enough young people and help them to get to the necessary content of character will require multiple generations, a global cultural shift. There was never going to be any one leader to move all the people. The people would always disagree. It was always about the people becoming the leaders that they wish they had. Until that cultural shift occurs, and we begin taking care of all in need, and we have enough wisdom and foresight to permanently end poverty, do take to wisdom. And make sure everyone around you loves wisdom too. Stand up for real education. Begin speaking out against short-sightedness, stupidity, and injustice. When pressured by a madman, get up and leave. Leave them to the world they wanted. Find a different state, a different culture, or a different country, so that you are safe. So that you may teach all your hard-earned wisdom to those who are willing to listen. The one thing about liars is that they are temporary. And if they do earn a place in history, it will be as an example of disgrace. You build a castle in time, where no lie could ever hope to stain it. The road ahead will take a very, very long time, because we will never fight the liars back, nor dance on the graves of the world's enemies. We will simply outlast them by inspiring others to wisdom, counting the numbers of the liars down, waiting for great wisdom and foresight to lead the world forward. Begin tonight. Clear a shelf and begin your search for the world's best writers and storytellers. Find narrated versions with fine narrations and make that the new bedtime story. As you take to books, the books will grant you the power to narrate and write. And your voice recording will be a treasure to be enjoyed by the future generations. Only knowledge, wisdom, and greatness can help the world leave its differences and mistakes in the past. May all the cultures use wisdom to converge together towards peace and a safer and happier world for our entire great human family.